Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very well, thank you.
Didn't feel tempted to join the crowds on Bournemouth Beach yesterday then?
It was a beautiful day actually in the UK, well certainly in England yesterday. It was very pleasant, set to be 30 degrees today, so everyone is feeling a little bit lockdown happy and demob happy and getting out and enjoying themselves.
It was a lovely day to catch coronavirus, yes.
This is very true, isn't it? And we saw that of course reflected in equity market performance yesterday. A resurgence in virus cases around the world led to concerns about the pace of the economic recovery, which may force policymakers to slow or reverse the pace of businesses reopening, and that of course hit equity markets high, where we saw some large falls. Alongside that, of course, the International Monetary Fund downgraded its outlook for the global economy, projecting a significant significant and deeper recession and a slower recovery than anticipated just 2 months ago. Now we expect global GDP to shrink 4.9% during the course of this year. That's more than the 3% predicted back in April. For 2021, they're still forecasting a rebound. The fund sees growth of 5.4%, down from 5.8% in April. The IMF downgrade, I think, reflects the larger than anticipated supply shock during the lockdown, in addition to the continued hit to demand from social distancing and other safety measures. For nations, they said, struggling to control the virus spread, a longer lockdown will also take its toll on growth. And adding to the sentiment concerns yesterday, it's revealed the White House is weighing new tariffs on more than $3 billion worth of exports from Europe, imposing tariffs potentially on exports, including olives, beer and trucks, as the EU debates whether to keep the doors shut to American travellers during the course of this summer. What does that mean for equity markets? Well, European shares fell 3% yesterday. S&P 500 was down 2.6%. That's the biggest falls that we've seen in more than 2 weeks. Opening calls looking less dramatic this morning. A little bit mixed, that has to be said. But we're currently calling the FTSE down 19 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 16 points. CAC 40 in Paris down at 5 points.
Blimey, you were quickly into your stride this morning. Couldn't get a word
get
in edgeways.
It. Dramatic yeah. Falls, big falls. People need to know.
I think Robert Jenrick might have time to lie on the beach for quite a long time soon.
I think me commenting on the future employment prospects of a minister may infringe upon my own employment prospects, so I'll stay away from that one.
Not surprised. Okay, well, business confidence in Europe is up, but how long is that going to last?
Well, that's the point, isn't it? We know, of course, the lockdown took a dramatic toll on activity within the Eurozone, almost grounding to a halt. Reopening of economies has been boosting management teams' optimism, but the question is, of course, will it be sustained? But the numbers, the survey certainly suggests, at least in the short term, it's turned more positive. German business sentiment rose in June. The respected IFO index registered its strongest increase ever recorded. Companies' assessment of the current situation improved after 2 months of declines. In fact, there was a large increase in future expectations component. Also a notable pickup in business confidence in France, following on from the data that's indicated the slump in activity in France wasn't as bad as was first feared, and consumption is returning at a faster rate than expected. The French index for business confidence across all sectors surged 18 points to 78, sharpest increase on record. The measure of recent activity remained low, but optimism for the near future increase, though you should remember the measure still remains well below the long-term average of 100, and there's still a long way to go in terms of the lockdown.
And I keep hearing adverts on the radio saying, you know, you can own gold, buy gold for as little as £40. You can own your own gold. Should we?
Yes. I'm not sure that's the most efficient mechanism of gaining yeah. exposure to gold. I haven't listened to it or seen that one particularly, so
it's
I wouldn't comment
gold,
on that.
Isn't it?
But something would tell me that there's probably better ways to gain exposure to gold. Gold has been a strong performer during the course of this year, heading towards the $1,800 an ounce mark over the course of the past couple of days. Remember, the all-time high for gold was set back in 2011, $1,923 an ounce. Gold is up around about 17% year-to-date. Precious metal, often cited as a safe haven asset, but has actually continued to rally despite the strong performance that we've seen in risk assets such as equity markets since the March lows. Driven by a range of factors, I think number one, concerns over the equity market's ability to maintain and sustain the rally that we've been seeing since over the course of the past couple of months, certainly against the backdrop of medical and economic uncertainty. continue to see those large flows into exchange-traded funds as investors look to hedge those positions. As we said before, low negative interest rates reduces the opportunity cost of holding a zero interest bearing asset. Central banks purchases continues. There was a survey done by the Gold Council, I think it was, talking to central banks, 20% of which that responded said they would increase their holdings during the course of this year. Central banks have been big purchasers of gold over the course of the past couple of years and very supportive of prices. You'll know that we've been positive on gold for some time. We think it's a really important diversification tool in the current environment. We increased our exposure within portfolios at the end of last year, and that's certainly been reflecting the performance for our clients.
So you're suggesting we should just rock up to Fort Knox and ask them if we can buy a few bars and, you know, put them in the back of the car and off you go?
Is there still gold at Fort Knox? I don't even know if there is. Maybe there is still gold.
There was in Goldfinger, wasn't there?
I don't think you get very far with that, but there are ways in which you can gain exposure. But holding physical gold can be an expensive process, so there's other electronic ways that you can focus on that.
I wonder how Gordon Brown's feeling this morning.
Well, he sold a lot of the nation's gold, didn't he? So maybe he'd be keeping quiet on that matter.
Right, we should keep quiet on a lot of things, but foreign exchanges, please.
You're very political this morning, aren't you?
I'm always very political.
This is true.
You know, I say it so you don't have to.
That's very nice of you. Pound against dollar coming in at 1.24. Euro dollar coming in at 1.12.5. Going to get €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Talk to you tomorrow. Hank Potts from Barclays.